I mentioned to you last week that I was going to start a series on relationships, but I think I will start next week. I feel to just exhort you a little bit on one or two things, but let me just give you a taster of what is coming. Hallelujah. How many of you have watched, you know, when they are going to show movies, they will show some trailer. Yes. Do you know that friendship is one of the best things you can have in life? It's one of the most satisfying thing in this world. If you don't have friends, you're a miserable person. I can tell you that. And I wonder whether any of us have friends of a certain level, because there are also degrees of what? Friendships. Levels of friendships. So let me say one or two things, then I will. Proverbs chapter 18:24 says that he who wants friends must show himself what? Somebody said this. I went out to find a friend, but could not find one there. I went out to be a friend, and there were friends everywhere. I went out to find a friend, but I couldn't find one. Sorry, I went out to find one, but I went out to be a friend, and I found friends where? Everywhere. At times, people can be in church, and they don't have friends. It's your fault. Oh, tell your neighbor it's your fault. Because if you show yourself friendly, you will have friends. No, people don't tell you the truth. You cannot be, I walk alone. Amen. Is it the truth or not the truth? People don't like hearing the truth nowadays at all. People want to be mad to cuddle and PC and all kind of, so that people are not even strong. If you want to have friends, you must show yourself what? Go out there and be a friend, and you have plenty of friends. And I'll tell you how important friends are. One of the things my father told me a few days before he died was that he said his regret is that he had no friends. He had only one friend who was dubious. I'm not. And then he said, one of the best you can have in life, make sure you have what? Friends. Not just any friend. When I start teaching into it about relationship with you'll be excited. You'll be informed. Whether you will leave it or not, may the Lord help you. I read something. A faithful friend is a strong defense. If you have a faithful friend, not just any friend, a faithful friend is a strong defense. And he that has found such an one has found a treasure. If you have a faithful friend, you found a treasure money cannot buy. Nothing can countervail a faithful friend. And his excellency and his what? Input is invaluable. A faithful friend is the medicine of life. Are you here? And they that fear the Lord shall find such a friend. Because it's not easy to find such friends, eh? Hallelujah. They are fair weather friends, eh? Who are your friends to trouble hit? Hello? Or misunderstanding happens and then the whole thing what? Collapses. That is why there are divorces and chaos and so forth. But if you want to be a friend, then you must be like little children. Amen. They fight and within the next moment, what? They are playing again. But for adults, it seems to be different. So I pray that when we get into it, you'll be blessed. You know, there are all kinds of relationships. You know, we have family, marriage, friends, strangers, foreigners, colleagues, all of that are different types. And then we have levels. Jesus had his levels. Even with human beings, Jesus was closest to what? John, me. And he was the closest one. John. He was so close that John could put his head on his chest and they were happy. And then he had the other two, Peter and James. That is John's brother. So three. Then he had what? The 12. And then he had the 70. Then he had the multitudes. So even in relationship, there are what? Levels. You know, the interesting thing is that, you know that in a way, marriage is supposed to be the closest of what? But I can tell you, majority of marriage, about 99.1%, are not even what? That kind of, when we get into the depths of true friendship and relationship, a lot of marriages or relationships are very functional. It's gone quieter now. Hello? A lot of people's friendship is also very functional relationship. It is not true intimate friendship. After I've taught it to you yourself, you will be blessed. And then you will find out whether you are there or not. And if not, you can begin to what? Cultivate that. It's one of the best things I tell you can have in life. A friend who, when you are in trouble, a true friend, can empty their bank account and say, take it and go and solve your problem. They don't even think twice. That is what I'm referring to at the highest level. Hallelujah. But the friend that calculates the thing. It's not bad. And we are going to see that different friends also provide what? Different things in our lives. You know. So, but I pray that all of us will have the highest level of friendship. I'm telling you, it is so beautiful. It is very fulfilling. Okay, go with me to, let me share with you what I believe God wants me to deal with today. Go with me to Numbers 22. We are going to flow a certain way as the Spirit leads. Numbers 22, verse 6. And I read from the Amplified Bible. Now please come and curse. This is the story of Balaam and Balak. Okay, let me give you the background. Israel had defeated the Amalekites. They have almost wiped them out. So Israel came close to Moab, the Moabites. So their king, Balak, knew that, look, if something doesn't happen, what happened to the Amalekites are going to happen to what? To him. So he goes to employ a certain prophet called Balaam to come and curse Israel for him so that he can what? Defeat him. So Numbers 22 verse 6. Now please come and curse these people for me, for they are too powerful for me. Do you know that you are too powerful for the devil? But for the devil to get you, he needs to place or orchestrate some curse word against you and I. They are too powerful for me. Perhaps I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know your reputation. That is Balaam's reputation. Whatever Balaam says, it comes to pass. For I know your reputation, that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you cursed is cursed. I pray that you will walk with God so that whatever you say come to pass. Amen. I pray that our relationship with God will be so close that when we curse anything, it will be cursed. And when we bless anything, it will be blessed. That shall be your portion. Amen. Then jump to chapter 23, verse 8. Listen to the response that Balaam gives Balak. I read from the Amplified, Numbers 23, verse 8. How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? That in itself is very revealing. It means that if God has not given permission or God hasn't cursed you, no devil, no man can curse you and it will work. It won't work. Balaam, who knew the secrets, he was revealing a secret about God that he knew. And he told Balak, how shall I curse the person whom God has not cursed? Or how can I denounce or defy those that the Lord has not what? Denounced. It won't work. By the way, a curse, you know what a curse means? By the way, the world, the whole world operates on these two laws, curses and what? Blessing, all the time. God said, I said before you, blessing and a curse. Darkness and light, good and evil. It's always operating. These two things are just parallel in the world. You know what a curse is? Do you know that this, a blessing is not a physical thing? Hello? A blessing is not a car. That's why the blessing can provide what? A car. Hello? A curse is also an invisible force. It means that you are empowered to fail. That's what a curse is. And a blessing means that you are empowered to be what? Successful, whatever you put your hands to. It's an invisible what? Force. So for instance, when Balak was asking Balaam, what he was trying to say is, when you curse them, they'll be empowered to fail in every battle we fight. I'll defeat them. Hello? Are you here? So simply, a curse means that you're empowered to fail. It means that you try, you still come to what? Square one. As if an unseen force is keeping you. And there are other people as well who are empowered and they are blessed. Whatever those people do, it turns out right. Have you met some people like that before? It's good to have such a friend. Hallelujah. Maybe their blessing will rub off your curse. Everything this person does, as if they have a force around them. The force field is just success. So when you hear the word curse, don't necessarily think of bad marriage or sickness and all of that. Those are just manifestations of what? A curse in operation. Okay. It's an evil influence that compels a person not to be successful. And they manifest in all forms and what? Shape. I want to say this. Balaam told Balak, I cannot curse Life Center. Hallelujah. I cannot curse. Put your name. They say, I cannot be cursed. Because whom God has blessed, nobody can curse. It's not possible. I can curse them. But there is a way, and I want to stress, there's a way where a curse can come upon what? A person. Hello? I'm talking about Christians. Forget about the unbelievers. A curse can only prevail in the life of a child of God when two things happen. Either they fall out of favor with God or they go outside God's will. When you go outside God's will, then it's easy for a curse to operate. In fact, do you know the story? What happened? When Balaam tried about 3 or 4 times to curse them, it wasn't working. You know what he did? So he told Balak, I can't curse them. The thing wouldn't work. Do you know that it's the same thing in the realm of the spirit? And I'll show you something, because most of the time as Christians, we believe in the curses more than what? The blessing. And therefore it works. Because when the foundations of the be removed, means that when you believe the wrong thing, you also are opening what? The door. So do you know what Balaam told Balak? He said, I can't curse these people. They are blessed. God is blessed. Leon is blessed. You are blessed. I can't curse what? Uche. But I'm going to show you a secret. Because I can't curse them, I'm going to give you a strategy that you will use, and then God himself will turn against them. So you know what? You see your pretty women. Hello? Are you here? The one with the Coca-Cola bodies. You see those ones with the nice hair. Jezebel looking nice. Don't just send somebody else, but those ones. It's true. It's in the Bible. Take those women and just release them into the camp of Israel. Let those women go and... Hello? How many of us are men here? Because, listen to me, Balaam knew that men are a bit suspect. Hallelujah. When it comes to certain things, am I lying? I don't know about you women, but I know about me. So just send them in there. Hey, look, don't worry. You cannot directly curse them. It won't work. No divination, no enchantment, no sorcery, no witches, no coven can curse a believer. But, Sebald, I can get you to fight you, and then you open the door for the devil to come and curse you and take all your blessings. I can cause a husband and wife to what? Contend and fight, and then come into the home and cause confusion. They are binding the devil. The devil say, I cannot be bound, because they have opened. You know, the Israelites also started going after the women, chasing them and sleeping around, and then God got angry. God got upset. He said, why are you doing this? If the foundations of the righteous be removed, what can the righteous do? If righteousness is removed, it opens the door for the draft to come through. And then they started what? Dying. What I want you to understand today is that as a child of God, you cannot, the word is you cannot be cursed. It's not possible. Even Balaam knew that. You know why? And this reveals something about God. Because Jesus Christ took every curse you can think of. But usually we believe the wrong thing. Every curse is a gen that you can think of, Jesus bore it on Calvary. No devil has any right. No familia has any right. But you see, according to what you believe, it shall work. It's not possible to curse me unless I fall out of favor with God or I do something God does not want me to do. Are we here? I'm trying to help you to know that fear not the devil. Fear not any curse. Fear not the shenanigans of the devil. Fear not any mocking spirit. For they are all have been defeated already by Calvary. Whatever destroyed your father will not destroy you. Whatever destroyed your mother shall not destroy you. Either than that, then the blood of Jesus doesn't mean a squat. Then Calvary is an empty gesture of God. Himself became a curse for John Dompre. That the blessing of Abraham will come upon me. And I will be a blessing. That is what your life is. But you see, it is what you believe that will work for you. So Satan can even get you not to believe God. But tell, have you seen your circumstances? No happen to your uncle, to your auntie, to that brother, that sister of yours. He begins to give you, and at times the evidence seems very real. And then you begin to accept it. Then God say, I cannot do nothing. For whose report will you believe? For the arm of the Lord is revealed to those who believe the report of God. But the hand of the Lord is shortened to those who have caused sin to become a barrier between them and God. From today, whatever you think is working against you has already been defeated 2,000 years ago. It is whether you believe it or not. And there are times you need to fight for your victory. Because at times, we have permitted squatters. You know who a squatter is? Not that they have, but our behavior and certain things we have done have allowed them to come in. So now they are inside. So we have to get rid of what? Them. I remember some time ago, so some squatters came into our bedroom. They are called bed bugs. You remember? I don't know where it came from. And it took a long time to get rid of them. Hallelujah. You have to get something. What? Something. I've forgotten the name of the thing. We sprayed everything. The things are not going. Check the internet. Have to find where they hide. You know, demons are like that. When they gain entry, it is very hard to get rid of them. So the Bible says, give the devil no foothold. So when you give him a slice, and it is very hard. But today, by the authority of the name of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost, every squatter shall be expelled. We are locating them by the Spirit. Every serpent is being located. Every foul spirit is being located. The fire of heaven shall consume them. Labo sakaramazondaya. Every wickedness will be wiped out from your life. According to your faith, so shall it be done. Oh, you can massage and elevate your pain or the devil. It's up to you. When it comes to certain battles, it's between you and God. Hello? So, bear in mind, nobody can curse whom God has blessed. The interesting thing I want also to tell you is this. When Balaam and Balak were negotiating the downfall of Israel, you know Israel was not aware. Was Israel part of the committee meeting in the bunker under number 10 Downing Street? When they were planning the downfall, were they there? They were not even aware. You may not be aware, people are planning your downfall. Powers of darkness and human beings are scheming your downfall without you being what? Aware. But if you are walking with God straight, that is the key, that is the secret. If I'm walking right with God, I don't care what anybody is planning, because you cannot what? Curse whom God has blessed. Yesterday I was talking to somebody about a couple. They are always fighting over little, as if they are a boy and a girl fighting. Hello? I said, ash, can't they grow up? You know, I said, if they are just Christians, there'll be peace in the home. You don't have to go to any marriage seminar. Just be a Christian. Know how to talk to your wife. Know how to talk to your husband. Be a Christian. Talk nice. Oh, the place is going quiet here now. A lot of things like that will not... Look, the enemy will not get the chance. Just be what? A Christian. Just be a Christian in Life Center. If somebody steps on your toes, just be a Christian. If somebody disappoints you, just be a Christian. People are fighting. I said, why? Don't these people want peace in their life? Don't they want peace? Why are they always squabbling over petty things? Why did you not put on the nappy this way? Becomes a fight. Why did you not let child go to sleep at this time? It's 10 minutes past. It's a fight. But they don't. I said, all they have to do is to be a Christian. I'm telling you this because when people are planning your downfall, you don't what? No. But if I'm working with God, if I'm working with God, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes, hallelujah. 1,000 shall fall by my side, 10,000 by my... Only with my eyes will I see and behold the reward of the wicked. For I've made the Most High God my affection and my love. The young lion, the other, I will tread under feet. You don't bother lifting away the demons. Just walk right with God. You think people don't scheme against you? I've told you there are two things operating always in the world. Curses and blessing. It comes in all forms and shapes. But if I'm walking right with God, I'm in the Lord. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All those who rise up against me shall fall. You know that song? I'm what? Because what? Servant and a child of God. That is what Jesus has purchased for us. He said, "Lo, fear not, I'm always with you. Be of good cheer, I have overcome." I'm telling you, you don't have to suffer the mockery of Satan anymore. You don't have to suffer limitations and obstructions anymore. And this church will not suffer it what? As well. Hallelujah. How can I bless whom? How can I curse whom God has not cursed? It won't work. Now, yeah, you are blessed. Let all the witches in your whole town gather. Let them have an international conference. I will lay me down, for the Lord giveth sleep to his beloved. Psalm 27. The Lord, not the rice and peas. The Lord, not the fasting. Not even the Lord is my strength. The Lord is my glory. The Lord is my defense. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When 10,000 rise up against me, I will not fear. For they will all stumble and fall before me. And only with my eyes will I see and behold the reward of the wicked. Save the Lord to somebody here. Very soon, an enemy will come and bow before you and tell you, "I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore." It shall happen. How can a fly land on a hot cooker? The secret, walk right. I'm not saying you have to be perfect, because none of us are. But whatever he tells you, do it. Give the devil no place. I can't curse whom God has blessed. I keep on stressing, because we are blessed. God himself said, I have blessed you with an everlasting blessing. You have to believe in the blessing more than the curse. But you see, the devil will tell you, look at all the negatives going on around you. Just like he told Eve, can't you see that the fruit looks very nice? That is all the devil tricks. Can't you see that the thing will give you wisdom? And then we choose to believe the lie of Satan. And then he takes advantage of us. Are you here? If you believe something different from what God's word says, and you act accordingly, your foundation is destroyed. And the evil one will succeed in shooting at you. Because let me tell you, people are always planning to shoot at you. Go to Psalm 11 verse 2 and 3. Psalm 11. Because some of us live as if, oh, me, I've not bothered anybody, so I'm okay. Okay. Don't believe that. You know, some people believe that, look, me, I don't go and cause any trouble. I don't even talk about Satan. I don't bind him. Satan say, thank you very much. Okay. For look, the wicked bend their bow, for they make ready their arrow on the strings, that they may shoot what? Secretly at the upright in heart. You are planning in secret, just like Balaam and what, Balak, to shoot secretly what? At the righteous person. Then he says this, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? It means that the foundations are destroyed. The secret arrow that the enemy wants to throw, you can't do anything about it. That's what I've told you. The simple foundation for just without any complications and seminars upon seminars, just walk right with God. That's all. Hello? Read the Bible and just walk in the light of the word. Thy word is a lamp unto my and a light on my. Just what the word says, operate in it and you'll be okay. That in itself is a defense. People are planning against you, the Lord will cause you to escape. They will come to plan, they will shoot. First, they will see Uche. There she is. Then after they are ready to shoot, we can't see her. Why is she? The Lord will cause them not to see you. And at times, if they see you, they will shoot. And like a shield like this, it will hit and boomerang back to sender. Because the Lord is a sun and a shield to those who fear him. Walk right with God is the best protection you can think of. Because secretly people are planning your downfall. Do you know that? Or you don't know? But at times we behave as if we don't have enemies. By the way, your worst enemy is yourself. The one you see, because you are the one who made the choice for the thing to work. Because as for the thing coming against you, you can't stop the wind from the draft. It's there. All I can do is to shut the door. So the draft can be there, whatever it wants. It cannot. But if I open it, because the draft has not got the power to what? Open it. Am I preaching to somebody here today? Be Christian. Walk right with God. Love God and love people. It's the best defense. Honor God. What did I say? When you are, you see, do you know that in companies, when they are making people redundant, you know the ones that are very good, they are not made redundant. Why? Because they what? Add a lot of what? Value to the company. True or not true? Do you know that God is the same? If you walk with God right and you are serving God very, you are very special to God. God will say, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Go and do it to somebody, but not those whose heart, are hard after me. You can't, even when they make me say, God will say, don't touch them. They are too special for me. May your life become like that with God. May your love and passion for Christ, Zabok, be so strong. You love God with all your heart. God is supreme in your life. You worship him more than anybody. Everything fall in this place. Let me read something to you. It's just coming to me on the relationship thing. Let me just find my notes and I'll show you something that C.S. Lewis said. How many of you know C.S. Lewis? He said something, and I feel like reading it to you. He says, When I have learned to love God better than my earthly dearest, you know, your earthly dearest, the person you love most, I shall love my earthly dearest better than I do now. Let me read it again. When I have learned to love God than my earthly dearest, I shall love my earthly dearest better than I do now. Insofar as I learn to love my earthly dearest at the expense of God instead of him, I shall be moving towards the state in which I shall not love my earthly dearest at all. When first things are put first, second things are not suppressed but increased. What he's trying to say is that if I love God more than my wife, I will end up loving my wife very well. But if I put my love for what? My wife more than God, it can and it will what? Backfire. That is a lot of Christians backslide. Because at times they love other things more than who? God. Their comfort, their money, their children, their whatever, more than God. And because they do that, the thing what? Backfires. Because all other grounds are sinking sand. Hallelujah. We'll be praying soon. Because I want you to shatter whatever thing. And the fasting and prayer is coming. I charge you. Make the devil feel the heat. The bed bugs that have found their place in your bedroom. You know where bed bugs they hide? You don't see them. You only see them at night when you are asleep. By the time you realize you get some bite. How many of you have had bed bugs biting you before? Like when you go on mission field, maybe you experience. Have you had bed bugs? They hide in between corners. It's very difficult to get them. Every bed bug, spiritual bed bug, must be what? Fumigated today by the Holy Ghost. If you like sleep, those of you that have any problem, just relax. But for those whom the bed bugs, for some one reason or the other, has gained entry into your bed, hallelujah, will be fumigated and liquidated by the power of the blood and in the mighty name of Jesus. Then we invoke the blessing of God to begin to operate on your life. The favor of God should begin to operate upon our lives. How can I curse whom God has not what? Curse. The curse will not work. We have been blessed with every blessing in heavenly places. I don't know whether if you read the scriptures, you see how believers are blessed. We are blessed that everybody should be coming to church dancing and happy. We are going to be having communion. You know what that communion, that thing means? Everything, blessing. All your sins are forgiven. Satan cannot hold your sins against you. He cannot say, Paula, you did this yesterday, you did this. He says, shut up. Then you remind him, Satan, the other ones you are not even remembering. I want to tell you about them as well that I did. But the blood has taken care of all of it. Or someone says, if you do that, people will sin. No sin is bigger than the blood. No force, no power is stronger than the blood of Jesus. I want us to stand.